All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Don't get that excited. It's just the Ray Lucia. No, it's not just the Ray Lucia. It is the Ray Lucia radio and television program nationwide and coast to coast, bringing you the best in money information. Glad to have you on board, folks. Going to be a good one. In fact, I've got a lot of emails on this whole business of the independent financial advisor versus the big firm versus the boutique firm. I've got some comments on that, by the way, and a little bit of experience. Also, people have been asking about asset location now that we have a different tax situation. It's a good question, by the way. So let's tackle this whole idea of your particular financial professional. One of the things that I was reading about the other day is the typical financial professional and professional investor, in fact, today has never seen rising interest rates, never, in their entire career, because we've had declining interest rates for 30 years plus. Also saw an article on the need, at least that individuals believe, baby boomers in particular, their need for more retirement planning support. So let's talk about this independent thing, because that seems to be where it's all going. By the way, just for your own edification, there's not very much new money flowing into broker firms. It's a recirculation of the old money. One company, broker-dealer firm, large or small, behemoth or medium-sized, writes a check to your broker, basically telling them that if you move all of those accounts from broker-dealer A to broker-dealer B, I'll pay you to do that. Now, they don't really pay them. They give them an interest-free loan that's paid back over time based on the fees that they collect. And many times they'll use the excuse with their clients that the fees are going to be lower or the services are going to be better. But by and large, they work out of their homes or a small little office somewhere, and they don't have near the support they might have had in the larger firm or even the boutique firms. Just so that you know, I'm not suggesting it's bad, because if you have a, you know, really good advisor that's already built their team, et cetera, which, are, by the way, is rare, then it's, you know, it could be okay. But the business of retirement planning today and tax planning and estate planning, all that, it's getting pretty complicated. And I considered myself a student of this business, but I always surrounded myself with the team, because no one person can be that good in all areas. I'll talk more about that in a second. But according to, who was this? Think Advisor, I believe, that put this out. I got it in my email. So that had to be one of the, Wealth Management. Here it is. Wealthmanagement.com. The need for more retirement planning planning support. Here's what they had to say. With baby boomers and the silent generation making up an average of 71% of an advisor's client base, most clients are either in retirement or coming up on it. This means retirement planning support will be even more important to advisors. That's my point. And since most advisors obviously haven't retired themselves, and many of them have only been in the business for 5-10 years and haven't experienced a lot of different events from good to bad to horrifying to fantastic, they may not have the experience. Here's what types of retirement planning assistance individuals value most, according to wealth management. Minimizing retirement taxes. Now, having gone through a semi-retirement, I can really appreciate this because it's different. If you don't have a mortgage payment anymore, you don't have those deductions. Of course, tax laws changed that a little bit now. Property taxes, which used to be deductible, now you're maxed out with property and state tax at 10 grand. That's different. The next one, Social Security planning strategies. I've been in this game a long time, and I still surround myself with people that really know the intricacies of Social Security planning. In fact, when I get a sophisticated Social Security email, and those of you that have emailed me on this, know that I almost always refer to my bestest of buddies who has spent the last 25, 30 years studying this. And you know, most advisors think they know, just like I do. I mean, I have a pretty good background in it. But there are so many, and these software programs that, you know, tell you what to do, they don't necessarily give you all the soft information. They give you the hard information, facts. But there's a lot of emotional, physical, other things that need to be taken into account. So what came in second was Social Security planning, retirement planning, and investing tools. Today, it's not just put your finger in the air and see which way the wind's blowing. It's really having the tools, the capabilities, the strategies, and so forth. And I'll talk more about how you value that advisor. There's been studies done on that. Next, decumulation strategies. Now, most people when they're asked, they have no idea what that is. But as you well know, because you listen to this program, there's more than two phases, but two primary phases. There's the phase in life where you're accumulating money and your approach to investing is significantly different than the phase when you're decumulating, that is taking money out of your retirement plan. And someone that's never experienced that will be clueless. They'll use the same tactics in decumulation that they used in accumulation, and it couldn't be more dangerous to do that, in my opinion. Regulatory updates, I don't know if people really care about that. Advisors do. Managing retirement health care expenses, once again, this requires an expertise that most advisors don't have. Oh, yeah, they get their insurance license and they can sell you long-term care insurance. But there's so many aspects to this. Once again, it's why I have on this program people that exclusively, it's all they do, like long-term care and other insurances, because it is a profession unto itself. And I don't know, I spend a lot of time in the industry, and I could never allocate enough time to learn all the intricacies of retirement, post-retirement health care with Medicare and Medicaid and Advantage programs and long-term care and short-term care. And the list goes on and on and on. Now, I get it. There's probably some genius out there that can do it all. Certainly wasn't me. And that's why I always, even to this day, because I don't do this planning stuff anymore, but I still have my team, a team of people that are really, really, really smart in lots of different areas. the law, for example, lawyers, CPAs, actuaries. We'll talk more about that in a bit. And then access to consultative retirement resources group. Yeah, try doing that when you work out of your garage or your back room. I mean, part of being a good advisor is in the associations that you make, not just within your firm, but with the consultative services that exist out there. So the need for more retirement planning support. Okay, when we come back, I'm going to address this a little bit more and give you an idea of what the true professionals that study this stuff for a living tell you about that. Dr. Wade Fowle, who wrote a great Forbes piece a while back, The Value of Financial Advice, quoting from Vanguard and quoting from Morningstar, pretty well-respected organizations. And then I'll also talk about the unconventional approach to asset location. Hear us talk about asset allocation a lot. But the whole idea of location is also changing dynamics with new tax laws, with individuals living longer. So the rules of the game are changing, and that's one of the reasons why you want to have a team surrounding you and not just an individual who thinks they know everything, because they don't. They can't. All right, we come back. I'll get more into this. What the typical investor, professional investor, needs by their side to help you make better money moves. That's next on the Ray Lucia Show. Stick around.
During Mental Health Month this May, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is encouraging everyone to create a positive conversation about mental health so that people are more willing to reach out and get the care they need to live a healthier and happier life. VA Director of Innovation and Collaboration for the Office of Mental Health and Suicide Prevention, Dr. Wendy Tenhula.
Mental Health Month is an opportunity for us to educate everyone about mental health conditions and about treatments that are available. It's important for people to know that there are different treatment options available, that they really can help, and that they can lead to significant improvements in people's quality of life. For the month of May, VA has launched a campaign, Mental Health Means a Stronger You, to focus on that connection between reaching out for support and the positive outcomes that can result from that. Together, we can change the conversation and change how people view and respond to mental health conditions, not just for veterans, but for our entire country.
Visit MakeTheConnection.net to learn more.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to GreatHealthyWater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to GreatHealthyWater.com. That's GreatHealthyWater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services, or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% 50% off. 800-716-0362.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show, helping you to make better money moves. Coming up in just a bit, the unconventional, I should say, approach to asset location. Things have changed a little bit over the past few years. We got a new tax bill. Got to be thinking about that. Of course, we have Roth IRAs and traditional IRAs and 401k plans and post-tax accounts and deductibility of interest possibly in question with higher standard deductions and so forth. The rules of the game have changed. And I got an email. I think it was from Julie or someone like that. I don't know if I'll get to that this hour. But she was asking about what to do since her broker switched firms. And as I mentioned in the first segment, there's nothing wrong with someone switching firms for the right reasons. But most of the time, the right reason is the broker gets paid a bunch of money, because there's not really a whole bunch of new business being done by especially experienced brokers. They get their, you know, their quote book of business built up, and then they just live off of that book of business, servicing their existing clients as well they should. But those client accounts become very valuable to the new company because it's a new source of revenue to them, and they're willing to pay top dollar for it. And I'm talking about serious money. I mean, seven figures sometimes gets paid to a broker for moving their accounts. I'm not suggesting it's bad. I'm just suggesting it happens. And sometimes it happens for the right reasons. Sometimes, I would venture a guess, most of the time, it happens for the wrong reason. The wrong reason being money in the broker's pocket. But I was mentioning before the break that the typical professional investor today has never seen a rising interest rate environment, the one that we're likely to see in the coming future, and therefore they may not be prepared for what's ahead. Furthermore, the median 10-year of an active equity manager is only 8 years. Think about that. 8 years, all you've seen is skyrocketing stock returns domestically. That's it. That's all you've seen. And looking at the environment that we're in today with CAPE, the cyclically adjusted price to earnings ratio, sitting at 32, when it's supposed to be at, 16, 18, it's almost double, 70% higher than it has been historically. So put that in a hat and shake it up a little bit, or have your advisor do that and give you advice. What advice are they going to give you? Just keep doing the same stuff you've been doing for the last 8 years? I hardly think so. You're 8 years closer to retirement. What about the tools that they have for analyzing risk in your portfolio? And obviously, doing financial plans. Still some 50% of individuals do not have a written financial plan. They don't have a place to put all their financial documents and so forth. And so the guy working out of his house is probably not going to have access to the same tools and techniques. Maybe they do, but I've been all of the above. I've been with the small firm, I've been with the large firm, and I've been totally independent. And I'll tell you, when I was totally independent, I thought it was pretty hot stuff. until something happened and that was confusing to me or that I needed some information. And I spent all kinds of time doing research for the benefit of my client, recognizing that never having experienced it personally or talking with some of my teammates who may have experienced it personally, you can't research this stuff. It's like researching brain surgery, right? In the book, they can tell you exactly how to do it and where to slice this and where to dice that. But if you've never done it with your own hands, I don't want to be the guy you're operating on, if you know what I mean. So I got thinking about all of this stuff after I got an email from the Julie. I'll try to get to the email, but I'm kind of answering it right now, to be honest with you. And that is that the value of financial advice done properly has been well articulated now in some other research. For example, Vanguard. Now, this is Vanguard. They developed something called their Advisor Alpha concept way back in 2001. And what's interesting about that is this is the company that, you know, grew up on no-load index funds. That's what they're known for. Not, you know, paying an advisory fee for services rendered. They were always the do-it-yourself company. So they come up with their Advisor Alpha, meaning what benefit are you getting from your advisor? And they identified various different things that an advisor can do to add value. Suitable asset allocation with broad diversification, focusing on lower cost expense ratios, locating assets properly, which we'll talk about in a moment, in taxable and tax-advantaged accounts, focusing on total returns instead of just income, minimizing taxes, rebalancing strategies, deciding which assets to draw from, and then behavioral coaching, making sure you have a plan. Hopefully the plan is in writing and you stick with the plan. And Vanguard, the no-load company, assumed that that was worth 4% per year. Scratch off a point, point and a half, whatever the advisor charges you, and you're still net 3% ahead of the game. And this is coming from the no-load company. Morningstar did the same thing. Sans the coaching part. Morningstar created something they called their Gamma, and they looked at the total wealth asset allocation, making sure that you can improve the outcome of your retirement account by proper wealth asset allocation, dynamic withdrawal strategies, which we've talked about a lot on this program, making sure that you have not only a withdrawal strategy, but a spending strategy that goes with it. And there are many, many rules of the game. Annuity allocation. This is Morningstar. Again, they don't really sell annuities. They're not in the annuity business. But they do believe that there's a longevity risk out there. And the advisor can add some value by potentially looking into, not necessarily selling, but looking into the advantages versus the disadvantages of income annuity allocations, and then tax efficiency through asset location and withdrawal sequencing. Not to mention what we call in the biz liability relative optimization, the LRO. And they came up with about 20-some-odd percent, 22.6% more income in retirement if you follow liability, relative optimization, and all the other things that I mentioned. Most advisors can't do this on their own, working solo, even if they're with a big brokerage firm, even if they are independent. It takes a team. It takes a village to help you plan your retirement. We'll be back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, your broker may not have love that he's getting bought, but he can get his practice bought. And that brings up what I've been discussing here today. It's not a totally comfortable discussion because so many brokers and advisors contact me and call on me. Now in my coaching years and my mentoring years, I do get, called up from time to time. And I recognizing that we all have behavioral biases and frailties, I'm the guy that does the second guessing. So an advisor might call me up and say, well, what do you think about this strategy or that strategy? And I'll be the guy that kind of calls them out. And says, well, have you considered this? Or do you realize what this is going to do tax-wise, et cetera, et cetera? And the reason I do that now is because I was very blessed as an advisor growing up in the business in a smaller boutique-ish firm where I had the ability to walk down the hall and talk to individuals that were way smarter than me in the early stages. And then as I became smarter, I became part of that team, if you will. So when Julie wrote me this email, and again, I'll probably do it next hour now because I've kind of answered it already, by using it to be able to share with you when your advisor is coming to you with, I got a new firm, or take a look at this fancy brochure. Here's what I've learned over the years. Most of them have never, ever faced a period of prolonged interest rate hikes. You'd have to be around in this business for a long time to face a long period of time where interest rates were going up, because they've been going down for a long time. Most have never experienced a secular bear market. They would have had to been in the business 18 years to have realized a secular bear, which we got about March of 2000, and it lasted, 10 years. Remember the lost decade? So if they weren't around in 2000 and through 2010, they've never even experienced a secular bear market, wouldn't know what to do. Most have not experienced a secular bull market in the international and emerging markets. The last decade or so have been horrible there. So therefore, God forbid, they would recommend that you have any money in the international markets, because they haven't experienced it themselves. Most have not seen their best money manager's performance blow up on them. It will happen. But this is what happens in the industry. They sell performance, not strategy. And if all your, it was the easy way out. I remember as a young broker, that's what I did, because that's what I was taught to do, until I realized that even guys as brilliant as Bill Miller will have blow-up years and blow-up potential decades. And it's got to be more important to have a strategy than just hiring a good money manager, because a good money manager turns bad. They've done these studies year after year after year, where if you're a top quartile manager, can you finish in the top quartile 5 years in a row? And it's stunning how few can. Most have not experienced a client dying and having to walk in and help the surviving spouse through some very, very difficult times, or a client becoming disabled or needing to care for a parent or elderly relative, losing a substantial sum of money and not even knowing what to do about it, losing their career, their job. Most do not have a time-tested, competent way to deal with debt and trusts
and finding attorneys and CPAs and pension administrators and actuaries and dealing with behavior finance and all that stuff. It's not just, you know, referring to some lawyer because the lawyer's got a hung a shingle out and said, I do estate planning. It's knowing that this lawyer knows what they're doing in estate planning. Anybody can hang the shingle out. And it goes on and on. How many have dealt with ugly divorces? God, they're some of the most horrifying experiences of my life as an advisor has been having to deal with couples that have broken up after 20, 30 years and dividing the assets and dealing with the animosity and so forth. Anyway, I think you get the picture here. Why having a team surrounding your advisor is critically important. All right, there's other things that are critically important too. And that is this business. We talk so much about asset allocation and talk very little about asset location strategies. This is where you typically look at the efficiency of an investment and place it in the right type of an account. Usually, we used to say, well, if you have your bonds, they spew out ordinary income. Therefore, they should be inside your retirement account. And if you have tax-efficient investments, like stocks, where you get long-term capital gains tax treatment, they should be outside in your brokerage account. Well, there's so many ways to dissect that. It's not even funny. Most people, for example, have a good chunk of their money sitting in 401ks and IRAs that are tax sheltered. All taxed at ordinary income, the money comes out. So you're not going to be able to have this perfectly efficient portfolio. Furthermore, if you buy dividend paying stocks, those are going to be taxable to you depending on what your tax bracket is. So there's no one size fits all approach. And this is where it's, once again, critically important that your advisor get help, because they probably know on the periphery how all this stuff works, but they may not know in the detail of how this stuff works. And hopefully someone in their firm does understand capital gains rates versus ordinary income rates, and how a capital gain, whilst in the lower income tax brackets, could produce a 0% rate of return. But if it's real estate and there's recapture of depreciation, all of a sudden you jump tax brackets by, you know, over 10%. These are little details that advisors need to know about. Dividends versus capital gains. How much of the return is coming from dividends which are paid out to you and taxable in the year that they're paid, versus stock appreciation? If you're buying small cap or emerging market stocks, you're going to get most of your growth from appreciation. If you're buying dividend paying stocks, a good percentage of that growth will come from the dividends. Well, appreciation isn't taxed until it's liquidated if it's in a taxable account. But now all of a sudden, if you have growth assets and you don't plan on spending the money for 20 or 30 years, the whole concept of having growth outside of your retirement account and getting capital gains tax treatments may be overshadowed by the ability to compound that growth over time. Because remember, there's turnover in just about every mutual fund, every portfolio. Even in index funds, there's turnover. So now you've got to look at your time horizon, your stock and bond mix, all of these things really add up to a more unconventional approach to the location of your assets. And the new tax law hasn't helped. Well, maybe it's helped a little bit. But remember when you used to get mortgage interest rate deductions? You may or may not be getting a mortgage interest rate deduction if you have a big mortgage. Remember when you used to get property tax deductions? Well, you got $10,000 of state and property taxes. You live in California, you live in New York, you live in a high income tax state and property tax state. All of a sudden, you don't get those deductions anymore. Oh, I get it that your tax rates have gone down, but this means more planning with respect to your portfolio and withdrawals. I mean, I've got a few emails that I'll get to in a moment where people are asking, because we have such a brilliant audience, really, really good questions. Like Julie asked about her broker switching firms and whether or not it's okay to go independent. That's fine. It's fine. I just want to know if the advisor's got a team that they work with. And I want them to identify that team. And I want you to be able to pick up the phone and call a member of that team. And if you can't, then, you know, obviously if you're 25 or 30 years old, it's not going to matter that much. Because your needs for estate planning and sophisticated tax planning and Roth conversion planning and Social Security planning and all the other planning that we were talking about before is less relevant. But if you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, if you're tired, if you're pre-retired, did I say if you're tired? If you're retired and tired all at the same time, kind of like me, I'm tired today. You want to have a team of people working with you and understand the value of financial advice, the advisor alpha that we talked about a few minutes ago, the advisor gamma from Morningstar that we also discussed, and having a team in place and a strategy in place is exactly how you go about doing that. All right, we come back. Said emails are coming up. Don't go away.
You work all day, then go home and make dinner. That's not fair, because making your dinner, that's our job. We don't work all day, then go home and do your job, so stop doing ours. Head into Buffalo Wild Wings for America's favorite wings, with 21 sauces and seasonings to take your dinner from mild to wild. But don't worry, we're dinner pros. If things get too wild, we've got dozens of beers on tap to bail out your palate. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
So I was driving all the way back home from Phoenix yesterday. My daughter was in some dance thing or two. So I'd fly over there to help her drive home because she hadn't slept in about 3 days. I made that drive like 1,000 times. I used to go to Phoenix all the time driving. It's a beautiful drive, but it can get quite monotonous. But I'll tell you what made it good is I just put on the Beatles channel and listened to Beatles songs all the way home. It was like 6 hours plus. It was great. Thank you very much for the Beatles. Beatles channel. Penny Lane. Hey, welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Program. This whole business of making sure that your advisor surrounds him or herself with a team of professionals is absolutely critical. Because most advisors, as I said before, they've never seen a rising interest rate environment. They've never seen a bull market in the international and emerging markets. Most have never experienced a lost decade secular. They have probably seen a crash if they've been around 10 years or so. But if they haven't been around 20, they haven't seen a secular bear market, which is way worse than a crash. Because the recovery time for a crash, you know, we're talking about 15, 20%. It could be months, maybe it's a couple years. But a secular bear market can go on and on and on for a very, very long time. Go back to 1966 to 1982, where the Dow went nowhere for 16 years. Go figure that one out. So it is important that there's a team surrounding your advisor that have had these experiences, that can share those experiences with them. I do this now. I don't want to say for a living, because then people might call me and want to hire me. I'm not really in the mood to get hired, but I do it for a few select representatives that I've known for many, many years. And I mentor one younger representative who, while he is young, is brilliant. But he calls me every day. Imagine that. Every day. And he discusses every single case with me. It's kind of fun. I don't charge him. I don't charge him at all. It's just something I love doing. All right, let's see if we can get to the emails, if I can find them here. Here we go. Arnie is first up. Ray, love the show. I'm 52. and would like to retire in about 4 years. I have $260K in an IRA and almost the same amount in my 401K. Should I roll my IRA into my 401K or leave it in the IRA? Well, you know what, Arnie? You could go either way. I'd probably leave it. If you roll it in, yes, you might get less expensive fund costs, although it's doubtful. Yes, it might be a little bit easier to deal with required minimum distributions someday, but I doubt it. Yes, once you retire at 56, you'll be able to pull money out without a penalty. Remember, if you take money out in the year you turn age 55, if you're still employed by the end of that year, you're fine with just pulling money out and spending it without having to pay the 10% penalty tax, plus whatever state penalty you might have. So there are advantages of leaving money in the 401k, but you already have money in a 401k. So unless you're going to spend more than $260,000 by the time you're 59 and a half, 3 years later, I don't see any benefit in rolling the money in. I do see some benefits in leaving the money in an IRA. Leaving the money in the IRA, you're able to do some Roth conversions, which might be helpful from a tax planning standpoint down the road a bit. You're able to invest in asset classes that perhaps are not found inside your IRA, alternative asset classes, private debt, real estate, et cetera, et cetera. So, Arnie, I think I would leave it in the IRA and not do the roll-in. Let me tell you where the roll-in can make some sense. Number one, if you're in a profession with a high likelihood of getting sued. Remember, money in a 401k plan is protected. Money in an IRA may or may not be protected. Depends on the amount, depends on whether it's a rollover, depends on the state, and so forth. Check with your attorney and tax professional on that one. But for the most part, the IRA is way more flexible. All right, Marianne is next. I'm 62, self-employed. My husband is retired, living off of his seven-figure portfolio. Wow, not bad. I earn about $100K per year. I expect to retire at 67 and take my full Social Security benefit. Is there anything I should be considering? Love your show. Well, thank you, Marianne. Listen, yes, I think so. I think if your husband's got a seven-figure portfolio and it's primarily non-qualified money, I don't know what state you're in, but it's probably community property or quasi-community property or shared property in either event. Here's what I would do. I would reduce my salary significantly and live off of the hubby, live off of his money. And you set up a corporate plan, defined benefit or cash balance plan. And you put darn near that whole $100,000 away in a retirement account. If it's a corporate plan, remember, you just saved yourself FICA tax, Social Security. Oh, it's not going to affect your Social Security that much. You're 62. You've probably been working for 35 years. But here's what it will do. If you put all $100,000 away pre-tax, pre-FICA, you're saving $15,000 in FICA tax. Plus the income tax that you would have paid federal and state on that 100 grand added to whatever income your husband has. If he's got IRAs, he's probably taking money out. He didn't tell me how old he was, but he's probably older than you and probably taking money out of the IRAs. So you'll have some taxable income, but that 100 grand isn't going to be taxed at a marginal rate because it's not going to be taxed at all until you start taking the money out. So I think there are some pretty cool strategies that you might employ. I don't know if you have employees and so forth. Marianne, self-employed. She doesn't say what she does. She's probably a psychologist or something like that and doesn't have any employees. Who knows? She makes $100,000 a year. I don't know. Maybe she's a manufacturer's rep. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe she's a hairstylist making a ton of money. I don't know. All I know is 100 grand's pretty good amount of money, but 15,000 right off the top goes to the self-employment tax, all of which can be saved at a cost of maybe $50 a month in your Social Security. All right, I'm out of time. Thank you all for the emails. If you want to email me, go to relucia.com, L-U-C-I-A, no H in Lucia. Click on the Ask Ray button and shoot me one. Thanks for tuning in to the one talk show that helps you make better money moves. Hope we did that today for you. The Ray Lucia Show. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.